stați scrimi. Este only guy that I know that has over 40 billion in his bank account and then still asks for 10,000. Still lends money.
When did he ask for 10,000?
Remember when the bankers called him and then told him.
I watched season 1 last year.
Last year.
And I've watched a lot since. I didn't even recognize someone in season 2. I didn't recognize the friend at first. Okay, let's go. Can you please be the director and start the filming?
Last time I used one of the mistakes because it was nicer than the actual.
Sometimes you make nice mistakes. Song Gihon. Okay, guys. Gihon. Gihun. Damn it.
Three, two, one.
Today we will be answering the question that still haunts a question. The question that still haunts into three, two. Today we will be answering the question that still haunts the internet. Why
did Gi-hun dye his hair red?
At the end of season 1 of Squid Game. Like, why?
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 I don't know.
Why, Tavo?
I don't know.
Tell me something you do know.
What I do know is that I am Tavo.
And I know that I'm Sesh. And we know that this
is the movie show.
Quiet on set first.
Next season. These are the becoming VIPs. I see now. Or fighting final bosses.
Three, two,
whoa, did you check everyone's recording? Did you check audio is recording?
Yes.
No, you did not.
No.
It's a director's job to do that. I don't trust anyone. The amount of times audio has not been recorded or camera has not been recorded. I trust no one when it comes to films. Ask Tabo. He also doesn't trust nobody. Right?
Nah, I just don't trust people.
Trust no one.
In general.
She doesn't trust. Three, two, one.
And I don't trust you because you haven't started the timer. Okay, go again. She was shamed. She was taking it back. Okay, go.
Three, two, one.
Theory one. Anime trope logic.
So in anime, red hair means two things. One, the character has survived serious trauma. And two, the character is about to cause serious trauma. Is it me still?
No, it's me.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's giving. It's giving for God.
I got it. From me. It's the visual rep for I have become reborn. Damn it. Okay, cool.
Is my next line and Gi-hun, he's not just a pawn.
Yeah.
He's entering his final.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1. It's the visual rep for I've been reborn. I have a mission. I might punch someone before breakfast.
And Gi-hun, he is no longer just a pawn. He's entering his final form.
Next season, he's either fighting VIPs or becoming the final boss.
Was that fine? Should we do it
yeah,
again?
Yeah. I'm trying to keep my voice at that level.
No, I feel like we're also...
It's in my head.
We're being like the VIPs.
Yeah.
More conversational. Huh? No, don't delete anything.
Delete nothing.
Okay, go again.
Nah, don't restart the time for this one. Natural.
Yeah.
Less dramatic.
Three, two, one.
Theory one. Anime trope logic.
So in anime, a character... I know.
A character. Yeah.
Full stop. So in anime, a character. That's the theory. Okay, go ahead.
What? Kisha, come on, bro. Okay. Let's go. Thank you. Theory one, anime trope logic.
So in anime, when a character has red hair, it means two things. Number one, the character has survived serious trauma. And number two, the character is about to cause serious trauma.
It's the visual rep for I've been reborn. I have a mission. I might punch someone before breakfast.
And Gihan, he is no longer a pawn. He is entering his final form.
Next season, he's either fighting VIPs or becoming the final boss.
Dum, dum, dum. Fan theory. Theory two.
Level fine.
Cut.
In a world where betrayal is...
Guys, this is taking way too long.
In a world where betrayal is currency.
3, 2, 1.
Alvin, back screen. Theory number two, BTS sabotage. Don't stop it. Is that it? Okay. 3, 2. Theory number two. This is my favorite theory. BTS sabotage. Alternate theory. Gihan. I didn't say his name right. Alternate theory. Now I'm going to stop everything. Gi-hun. Alternate theory. Gi-hun lost the bet to Jungkook.
And had to match BTS's Dynamite era hair.
I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Or he's actually V undercover. K-pop. K-pop idol by day, Squid Game vigilante by night. I mean, there's footage to prove it. And then you say, or...
Oh. Plot twist.
What did he do?
Speaking nonsense. Plot twist. Season 2 ends with Jimin in the final game.
Singing. While dodging glass tiles.
In a world where betrayal is currency.
Technically, we're not on screen right now. Stay the line.
In a world where
we're not on screen now.
Yeah.
We should put
here. In a world.
Shut up.
In a world where people shut up. Nasty. In a world where betrayal is currency. come on, guys. It's a simple line. Okay, cool. Let's go. In a world where betrayal is currency, only vocals will survive. Next line.
Is that fine? Are we happy with that?
No, you will do whatever I want. Or you'll do it and then, yeah.
Tiggy, you made my voice. This is the shit. Let's do it.
Who, him? You.
What? Him. Are you going to make my... Do it normal.
In a world where betrayal is currency, only vocals will survive. In a world where betrayal is currency, only vocals will survive.
Do it like you're telling me that someone just beat someone himself.
In a world where betrayal... In a world... Nah. Now I'm whispering. In a world where betrayal is currency, only vocals will survive. I think that's how I would say it.
I think that's the best option. All right, next one. Oh, cut.
Cut.
According to the director, Gi-hun's red hair, the red hair.
Represents
Gi-hun's rejection of the system.
It's him saying, I'm not the same guy who played those games. I'm dangerous now. And also edgy.
It's his transformation. It's transformation. It's, I feel like it's his transformation. And a cool Korean fact.
Here's a cool Korean fact.
Here's a cool Korean fact. When a name is written in red in Korea, it means they're dead.
Damn. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Season 1 ended with the death of the old Gi-hun.
In season 2, his hair goes back to black. Not because he's normal again, but because now he is calm, calculated.
A quiet revolutionary, not a hot-headed rebel.
Let's go.
No longer a hot-headed rebel.
I can't understand.
The real reason.
Okay, real talk. According to the director, Gi-hun's red hair was actually... According to the director, the red hair represents Gi-hun's. Okay, the red hair represents Gi-hun's. Please count us in.
Where are you getting it from?
The real reason.
The real reason.
Okay, real talk. According to the director... The red hair represents Gi-hun's rejection of the system.
It's him saying, I'm not the same guy who played those games. I'm dangerous now. Hmm. Also edgy.
It's his transformation. Also, cool Korean fact, when a name is written in red in Korea, it means they're dead.
So yeah, season 1 ends with the death of the old Gi-hun.
And season 2, his hair goes back to black. Not because he's normal again, but because now he's calm, calculated.
A quiet revolutionary. No longer a hot-headed rebel. Directors.
Direct.
Give us the
Director.
Directions.
Director.
Director. Cinematographer. Cinematographer. It's fun.
Okay. Tried far.
He's a cinnamon autographer.
What's an autographer?
I don't know.
1, 2, 3.
It's 3, 2, 1, guys.
3, 2, 1.
So whether it was anime logic, a midlife crisis, guys.
3, 2, 1.
So whether it was anime logic, a midlife crisis, or a K-pop crossover, Gi-hun's hair wasn't random.
Looking back after season 3, it was the first warning sign. This thing really has come loose. It's your line.
Man. This thing. I'm hearing cutback. I'm like, what? Cutback. Okay, cool. Let's go. From the start, right?
No, from your line. Or do you want to go from the start?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2.
So whether it was a... So whether it was, ne? Yeah, I knew it.
3, 2.
So whether it was anime logic, a midlife crisis, or a K-pop crossover, Gi-hun's red hair wasn't random.
Looking back after season 3, it was the first warning sign.
That man was never going back to his normal life.
Mm-mm. First, he died. Damn it! Say your line again.
That man was never going back to his normal life.
He died his hair red, and then he died the system red.
Ooh. Gi-hun? I said Gi-hun.
Must I say my line again? Mm. First, he died his hair red. First, He dyed his hair red. And then he dyed the system red.
Ooh. Gi-hun, he went from broke dad
to redhead menace
to the
player who played back.
Okay, last one. Last.
This is best bar.
Could you tell us it finished? Just say the facts, Hesh. Just the facts. Only the...
Just saying the facts, you know what I mean?
Okay. Three.
I be talk first. It sounds like Ivy.
Two. One.
Okay, let's talk some BTS.
Mm.
Not that BTS.
Oh.
As in like behind the scenes.
Okay, cool.
So
Squid Game
wasn't actually even called Squid Game at first.
Hmm.
Did I say Squid Games? Because it's not Squid Games. Did I say game?
Yeah.
Ah, damn it, I shouldn't have stopped. Okay, let's start again. You're going to do that?
That was a nice start.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's talk some BTS.
Hmm?
Not that BTS.
Oh.
As in behind the scenes.
Okay, cool.
So, Squid Game wasn't even originally called Squid Game. It was called Round 6 when director Hwang drafted it in 2009.
What?
Mm-hmm.
2009?
And you know T.O.P.?
Yeah,
T.O.P.
Yeah.
from Big Bang.
Big Bang.
So he plays the iconic role of Thanos in season 2. He's actually technically in season 2 if you think about it. Okay, let me not say the season. Oh, season 2 and 3. Yeah. What is it after that? Most of his lines were improvised.
Yes.
Okay. And how does it start?
He plays.
You know, huh?
T.O.P.
Is his name Top or T.O.P.? Are you sure? Are you sure? Okay. What did I say? Get this T.O.P. And you know T.O.P.
Yes.
Yes, that T.O.P. Okay. And you know T.O.P.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that T.O.P. from Big Bang.
Yeah.
He plays the iconic role of Thanos in season 2 and 3, and most of his lines were improvised.
What?
Including the iconic, legendary spinning scene in Mingle.
Wow. You can't script that kind of chaotic genius.
Mm-mm. Oh, and you know that freaky doll from Red Light, Green Light?
Yes.
That doll actually exists. It is from a village in Jincheon, and something about horse carriages. At a museum. Did I say the name right?
Yeah.
Ah, where do I take it from? Okay. And you know that creepy doll in Red Light, Green Light?
Yeah, that thing
actually exists. They borrowed it from a village in Jincheon at a museum for horse carriages.
What?
And then they returned it after filming.
Okay.
Please, can I say that again?
Yeah.
Thank you. And you know that creepy doll in Red Light, Green Light?
Yeah.
That thing actually exists. It is from a village in Jincheon at a museum for horse carriages. They borrowed it and then returned it after filming.
Wow.
Mm.
One more. Oh, gosh. My airtime is finishing now. I have to be antisocial for 2 days after this.
Apology not accepted.
Everybody,
it's you, right?
What? Yeah, it's me.
Please let us do that nicely. We did it so nicely the first time. We should have recorded that time.
Okay, let's go, guys. And before we go,
three, two, one.
Before we go, let's address the bad acting.
Yo.
From the VIPs.
So cringe.
Oh, gosh.
So apparently one of the English actors did actually suggest to the director that they say their lines more naturally, but he refused and insisted that they continue with their over-the-top
delivery.
So yes, that awful Western acting, it was in fact intentional.
It was not just bad acting. It was a commentary on bad Western influence.
Sad.
Mm.
Sad.
Mm. But honestly, I have not seen anything like Squid Game.
Same. The sets. Insane.
I feel like we scripted. We're doing the all. We're doing the VIPs. Ah! That was very scripted. Okay, go again.
Three, two, one.
Before we go,
mm-hmm.
let's address the bad acting from the VIPs.
It was so bad.
Oh my gosh.
So Yo.
Terrible.
Yo. Apparently, though, one of the English actors did actually say that they asked the director if they could say their lines more naturally.
Yeah.
But he refused and insisted that they continue with the over-the-top delivery.
So yes, that awful Western acting
mm-hmm.
was in fact intentional.
It was.
I cannot believe.
It was not just bad acting. It was a commentary on bad Western influence.
Mm. Sad.
Okay, but I really haven't seen anything like Squid Game.
Same. Mm. The sets are just insane. And the playground vibe.
The giant playground, lifelike playgrounds of death.
Genius.
And the soundtrack. The soundtrack.
The soundtrack. The soundtrack is crazy. The soundtrack is crazy.
It is crazy.
But for me, what stands out, right, mm. is how Squid Game makes you think.
Yeah. Like the amount of times I was watching it and I was just like, what would I do in this situation?
It doesn't just entertain you.
No.
It makes you question your own choices, mm-hmm. your own morality.
That is why Squid Game is so powerful. It is not just a game. It's a mirror.
Whew.
I feel like we're quarter to cringe there. Was it fine?